This is Lori Prox here with Jason Weber, the principal at Herman Hutchins Elementary School. So wanted to have our new principals in, and then I thought I better invite Rod Morrison also. It looks like he's coming in as well. So we're going to do a whole series of school interviews with school kicked off here on our airwaves every Monday. And I think we've got Mr. Morrison scheduled for a Wednesday news bracket. So thanks for coming in first. And are you settling in well?
Yeah, I think finally getting my feet underneath me and getting used to a new life, yeah.
Holy cow, it's almost a month, right? Since school started.
Yeah, I think a little over a month now for the kids here. So.
All right, and it seems like school's going smoothly. Before we get there, though, we did have a loss in our community, and of course that is going to affect kids in our school. So I know the teachers have met, and especially at the elementary school, you had a meeting, and you have resources to help folks who are having trouble grieving or who just need someone to talk to, right?
Yes. We have counselors available at all three schools, at the elementary school in particular. Jonna, Ms. Giusti, or Giusti, sorry, is available, for students that may need help, who are dealing with loss. And you know, don't feel free to call the school and contact us if you feel your son or daughter may need a little extra support or check-ins throughout the day. We're available to do whatever we can to help.
All right, and I know likewise, Kyra at the Gilson Middle School as well. And not just I know at times like this, I might get in trouble with those two, but I don't think so. I know they've offered you know, if anyone in the community does have questions or needs assistance to let them know, or how to parents, especially to how to get a child through, how to help their child. So
they have a variety of different resources available for parents as well to help everyone through this.
All right. And I can't say enough how great they are. So great. And that's the best way to get through all this is together. So on to school. You've been here for a month of school, but you did get here a little bit in the summer. You enjoyed the most wonderful summer ever here in Valdez. You've heard that, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. I was starting to wonder if it ever rains here.
Yeah, well, worry no more. The snow will be coming soon. And but you do come. It's not like the snow is going to bother you. You grew up in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
Spent a year in McGrath, and then 16 years in Metlakatla. Tell us about Metlakatla. I know Leslie Bauman's from Metlakatla, so she knows all about it, but tell us a little bit what it's like, and you can tell us little secrets about Leslie if you feel like.
Yeah, I'll start with Leslie. Turns out Leslie was my wife's music teacher. That's how she got her start in education, and so kind of Metlakatla is a place where we have a difficult time keeping teachers for a long time. You can't own property and stuff like that. There's a lot of different things that are a little different. It's an Indian reservation. So it's a good place for a lot of teachers to get their start in Alaska. So it's not surprising when I run into people who have taught in Metlakatla throughout the state, because they might spend, 3 to 5 years in Metlakatla, and then they want to kind of lay down some roots. And so they end up moving on, and so it's a great place for people to start their career.
In 16 years there, so I think both you and the high school principal weren't necessarily looking to move, but when the Valdez job came available, what attracted you to it?
I think me and my wife had started kind of, our children were getting older, and we needed a place where we felt our kids could really spread their wings and be pushed a little bit harder. So we wanted to go somewhere bigger. So Valdez obviously fit that need for us. And we also wanted to maybe not be relying on a ferry to get on and off the island.
That was a smart move in retrospect, right?
Yeah, could have got out sooner as far as the ferries are going. It was just time. They were just kind of running out of options for us to grow as a family.
Jumping right in? What surprised you most about Valdez?
Just how friendly the community is. I feel like I've been here a lot longer than I have. People are constantly inviting us to do things, and when you live in a place a long time, you stop noticing those things. And I haven't lived in someplace new for so long. It's just been really cool just to, and then just the amount of things that there are to do. I'm exhausted normally by Sunday night because after doing my job and chasing my kids around all week and doing the volleyball games and what have you, it gets kind of and picking your kid up at 11 o'clock after the bus. It's great. My kids are really happy here. So,
all right. Well, the good thing is when you pick them up, you don't have very far to drive, right? Back home.
No. I like that part.
And so to school now, I know in the packet there are some new things at Herman Hutchins Elementary, and one of them is a theme. So tell us, it's fairy tales.
Yes.
Tell us about this theme. How did it develop?
We spent our first two Friday collaborations practicing some Kagan strategies and at the same time developing a theme for the school. And so we broke into four different groups, and each group had competing ideas for theme. These are all teachers. And so we came up with the theme of fairy tales for this school year. And, you know, it's kind of fun. The teachers even had to present it in like a theatrical way, each one of their ideas. And so
did Jonna win?
What's that?
Did Jonna's team win?
No.
Oh.
They had the most fun one though.
Yeah. Okay.
The specials teachers were was awesome. I think they wanted, I believe it was Olympics, and it was kind of tied to cultures of the world. Was
fun.
Their idea. But maybe next year.
It mean theme? What do you use that for?
The theme is, you know, when you think about the difference in an elementary school from kindergarten through fifth grade, that's, you know, academically, it's a very big spectrum, but we want something that can tie all kids to the school in a fun way, but also in an academic way. And so fairy tales allows us then to connect through literature, you know, not only theme days throughout the school, but also in activities that we do. Our morning assemblies, we've started incorporating it right into our assemblies, and we're doing little plays and skits in the morning with the kids.
Now, have you done this before?
Theme?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to, and there's always been five or six other things that tend to take so much time. And so this was the first year, and I'm like, I really want to get this going. I've wanted to do it for a few years. And so, and the teachers have been super awesome about it so far. And so as the school year goes, we should see more and more things within the school that are fairy tale related, whether it be art or the way kids talk, and just kind of fun stuff.
All right. And you have a master's from Juno, like in reading, right? So
yes,
our reading program, are you involved in that? Any things that you can bring over from Metlakatla?
Some pieces, and right now this year is a revision year for curriculum for ELA for the English and Language Arts, which reading would fall into. So we'll be doing some curriculum review throughout the year, which will then probably lead to kind of, you know, some other smaller adjustments and kind of what we're doing there.
All right. So what's the biggest change you've made so far?
I think the kids probably feel the three lunch. We used to have two lunches, and I've switched to three lunches.
And you made that change after the first week of school, I believe, right? Kind of seeing it and then seeing maybe there could be a change.
Shauna brought me up in the spring to meet with the teachers and stuff, and it was one of the areas where I thought maybe we could relieve a little pressure in the middle of the day, and so fewer kids at recess means fewer kids standing in line for the monkey bars and fewer pushing incidences. It's quieter lunches, more interactive. Miss Juicy has been amazing during lunch. She's telling jokes and she's got the kids just having a blast, and so it's just kind of to smooth out the middle of the day, and that means a better afternoon.
All right. And some things are an easy, quick fix. What are some of the things? And some things don't need to be fixed, but I think we're in a good place. Like you didn't come into a big hot mess. You have probably not a lot of problems to fix, but some aspirations for the school. So what are some things that you'd like to develop a little more or work on or implement in Herman Hutchins Elementary School? We're talking with, if you just tuned in, Jason Weber of Herman Hutchins, the new principal.
One of the things that that I want to continue to work on and refine is just to get our RTI MTSS model more refined.
Okay, for us lay people.
That's our opportunity for kids who are falling behind. We tier them out so to ensure that they're getting proper supports academically and behaviorally. And there's a system in place in the school, but we want to kind of refine that and get it more of a common language built around it.
And it is important to kind of find those, but also to integrate, right? To have the same, as much as you can, the same school experience. That's a challenge sometimes.
Yeah. And we want to make sure that people in the community understand what it is too, and not just something that we as teachers, but to make sure that people know how we can help their kids get the extra support and how they can interact in that system.
All right. And any reaction to PEAKS testing? You guys just hit it at the upper right, like just fifth grade, fourth grade?
Third, fourth, and fifth grade
third,
take
fourth,
it.
And fifth,
and fourth grade gets the this extra science test.
All right. And what is your reaction to that? What with the results from the school, elementary school age children?
Generally positive. I mean, they scored well within the state. So is it what we want as a school district? Probably we want a lot better, you know. And but at the same time, when we look across the state, there are, you know, probably 40 other school districts who would love to have our results. But
Alaska as a whole is not really, with all the money we have, it's, yeah. So how do you do that? How do we get ahead that way?
Right now is to get people talking on a common language so that it's duplicatable. The work that we do can be done by the next person, and get teachers within the grade ensuring that they're teaching the same. Because we have three different classes per grade to ensure that we're getting equal across each teachers.
And one thing I've heard from Sean Arnold, school superintendent, is he's interested in a little more integration between the schools. So to that end, you guys have meetings, and what are some of the things you're working on there for kids to make a smooth transition from elementary school into Gilson Middle School?
We've got a couple of things that we're starting on this year, and over time we'll continue to add more stuff. But for first, fifth grade teachers have their kids walking to science, social studies, and math class right now, which gets them moving and seeing other teachers during the day and gets them a little bit more used to a middle school schedule. Our middle school teachers this Friday started it's the second Friday of each month, they go up to the middle school and meet with the middle school teachers to ensure that what we're doing kind of dovetails into what's going on in the middle school, and to start building those relationships. So we're starting to have staff go between the buildings a little bit more and learn each other's systems.
All right. And any challenges there? Or there's always, you always got to fill that back in with curriculum and make sure that we're hitting all the hot spots.
Considering we're early, the challenges will come. I'm certain of that. But right now we're kind of in the investigation stage where you kind of get to know each other and see what they're doing and what we're doing. And then you kind of have to do some self-reflection and go, okay, maybe we could try maybe adjusting this or changing this. And that's where it gets a little bit harder. But for the most part, it's been great. Rod's been just amazing to work with in the middle school. So it's been fun.
And a big part of your job, I think people always think, you know, reading, writing, math, it's school, but you're a manager. You're a manager of people. That's really a big part of your job. So what are your goals in that regard?
Right now, I'll be honest with you, I could use some more substitutes.
Call out to people out there.
So if you've ever wanted to work in the schools and feel you want to take kind of that little step in, got some free time on your hand, the district is definitely looking for substitutes. And that really falls into that management, is making sure that our children have quality people in front of them each and every day. You look at the elementary school and we have 30 plus teachers, and, you know, 10 or 15 paraprofessionals, all of which are directly in front of kids each day. It's hard when we lose a sub, or if they're out for a day, and they have to be, there's lots of reasons why they're out that are completely legitimate, but making sure that our kids have quality adults in front of them.
You have airtime here. So qualifications, and then is there any training available?
We're working on building some more training, but right now, what you need is at the very bare minimum is at least a high school diploma.
And I think there's a difference in pay between a someone with a teaching degree, and then there's really only two levels, like high school diploma or teaching degree. So there's no in between with a college degree,
but there's those
two, that there's two basic different, or there used to be, unless it's changed, there's two different levels of pay.
Yes. Yes.
So if you are a teacher that's retired and moved here and are amazing with kids and want a substitute, This is your call right here, I guess.
Yes, and we would
love... We do have some great retired teachers that are amazing substitutes.
I've gotten to meet many of them, and you guys are truly blessed that way. That's something that's completely new to me. Normally, I didn't have that. I was normally when the last school
We haven't always had that either, but the last few years, I think we have some amazing...
Yes, and they are an important part of the school system to have, you know, quality people just... step right in.
And that's another thing, too. You have someone with the illness, a long-term sub. I know in the last few years we've had, that has been a godsend for our school district to have some of those experienced teachers. You know, day, you know, is a day.
Yes.
But 3 weeks is a lot longer. So anyway, shout out to those people. You know who you are, Diane, that whole crew. So, and then... anything else you want to share with the public about what's happening at Herman Hutchins? It's funny, I'm out of the loop. All my kids are older now or graduated now from high school. So, you know, community involvement. I know there are some different family fitness nights, and that's for the kids at the school and their parents. But there's a lot that goes on at Herman Hutchins. Bingo, I don't know if you've heard all these things. Things are coming.
I try to keep it organized the best I can in my head what's going on. But... we do have PTA is always looking for support. They just had a meeting last week. Fifth grade parents, there is organization stuff going on about getting ready for the sewer trip in the spring. So that's getting the fifth grade pretty mobilized right now. On Thursdays after school, Miss Gilson has been holding a jump rope club, which
I think
she has record numbers this year. But it's amazing. They're all there. They're busy. It's awesome. They're completely engaged. Miss Bauman has her after school band and choir up and running, and Miss Banner's or not Miss Scheidner's getting the Lego robotics up and going here very shortly. That'll be starting soon. That's a lot. Oh, Miss Justy is her final day for kids to turn in their applications for Royal Court, which is kind of like a leadership type group that Miss Justy is running for fourth and fifth grade students.
Oh, cool!
To get them involved in the school. So.
All right. Well, fun stuff happening. We appreciate you coming in and sharing a bit of it with us. Doors always open.
All right. Thank you.